Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The letter, which cited securing a reliable agriculture workforce is essential not only for farmers, but for the U.S. economy, was spearheaded by the newly formed Agriculture Workforce Coalition, or AWC. The AWC has developed a new approach that meets the workforce requirements of all of agriculture, both those of producers with seasonal labor needs and those with year-round needs.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
First, in the short term, granting work authorization for current experienced agricultural workers to preserve agriculture's workforce and maintain stability in the sector. And then second, for long-term stability, a new market-based agricultural worker visa program would be created to provide access to a legal and reliable workforce into the future and the flexibility to meet the needs of all producers.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Reforms to the immigration system can ensure that farmers and ranchers have access to the workers they need, both in the short and long term. These reforms require a legislative solution, such as the AWC proposal, that moves beyond the past initiatives that are no longer viable to meet agriculture's needs.